Chapter 7 About Time. Humans are always talking about heaven, even if they claim not to believe such a place exists. I have the feeling that it's not just metaphor or semantic shorthand, but rather an internal state that they are forever grasping for, but never attain. I have come close to heaven for a Martian these past few days, free of the ship's constant crushing acceleration. This morning it began again, and while I wait for the pool to fill up with water, I will distract myself with writing these notes. Let go of the stylus, and it falls to the floor. Depressing. But I will enjoy the water. The next time we are weightless will be when we come to the planet of the others. I wish there were some way we could just be there now. What good is science if it can't do a simple thing like that? Of course, that day might be the last day of our lives. But if so, then let it be. Whatever death is, it won't include gravity. Or acceleration. I could tell that the humans were disappointed that I seemed to have learned so little about Spy and the other Prime. Not everything I learned can be expressed in human terms, though. Can we trust them? Yes and no. Do they understand humans? Not as well as I do, but better than I do in some large way. Language is a hindrance. Having to write this down means leaving out much of what is important. There is nothing close to a one-to-one correspondence between my natural perceptions and this written thing, forced through the filter of human language. There are no human words, literally, for much of what Spy expressed while it was investigating Ad Astra. Some basic assumptions about time and causality, for instance, I don't know whether they are actual from a human point of view or just an alien to them way of expressing commonplace observations. How could something as basic to reality as time be different for two different races? The dissimilarity must be just in the perception, or maybe expression, of reality. Time must be, independent of the creature experiencing it. It was curious about details of your social and personal relationships. I complained that it should have been talking to Snowbird about such things. It said that it would, eventually, but it wanted to triangulate, a human term it had to explain to me, between its observations and mine. This is clear now. It knows more about humans and human nature than I do after living side by side with you for years. The other Prime has been observing you remotely for tens of thousands of years, though, like us, has only been monitoring human communication since the invention of radio. I didn't know this when I led Spy through the ship when it first contacted me, and if I were human, I would feel embarrassed at the naive answers I gave to its calculated questions. I suppose it was satisfying its curiosity about Martians as well as humans. Snowbird says the water is deep enough.